Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Now, I want to update you today on a story we've shared with you before. It's the story of a man who started his small business selling refurbished computers out of the boot of his car and quickly realized his customers didn't necessarily know how to use them. So he expanded the business model to include IT training. Next came internet cafes, all in his home area of Khayelitsha. And fast forward to 2018, Silulo Oluto Technologies has 42 branches in three provinces, plus 22 franchise stores, and several of which are owned by its former employees. And founder Lebuya Rani is back with us in studio just off the plane from Harvard University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for inviting people. I enjoy coming and see you. And I look back 2 years back and I come back. It's like it's kind of amazing to be here.
Amazing for us to compare what you've done in those 2 years. It is remarkable. Harvard, you were at Harvard University for an international conference. Tell us what you were doing there.
Well, Harvard, I mean, it was part of the system leadership. Mm-hmm. It's a program that they are running with WEF, Schwab, and Motsebe Foundation. So it's about 40 social entrepreneurs around the world. So there's a big movement now around NGO with businesses to come up with the entrepreneurship. Social entrepreneurship becomes a big thing now. Mm-hmm. So there's much more research, much more content, there's much more funding to look at in terms of how to address the problem of the world through social entrepreneur. So this kind of a program is like looking at capacity as social entrepreneur for scaling and growing our businesses so that we can become a business that able to address the social problems where we come from.
I mean, you've come a very long way from the boot of, I think it was a Corsa Light, if I remember correctly.
It's a Corsa Light. It is.
What a story. You were part of Team SA in Davos with the World Economic Forum this year. I mean, what was it like for you? You must have been pinching yourself to look around and see where you'd got to.
No. I mean, really, it's kind of a testimony that, I mean, like, it doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, you can come from a Khayelitsha and be part of the Davos World Economic Forum. I think it was kind of a privilege to be amongst of the best and the best in the world in terms of businesses, and understand the world, how it's moving, and understand in terms of how they're kind of looking at now inclusion of everyone in this kind of disruption, in this fourth industrial revolution, where they could see now things are kind of like they've been disrupted, but people have been left behind. I think there's kind of a theme, and quite, I mean, very much more important to be part of this kind of discussion and able to see. And it was very interesting to see it with the president and able to say how what need to be done around small businesses. So it opens kind of many doors that probably the Harvard thing comes from the part of the being part of the WEF.
I'm just thinking what his famous speech was, Tumamina, send me. Yes. He can send you instead, Lebuya, because you're a man who gets things done and gets things growing.
The slogan and theme is right. But just like for me, I think we've been talking a lot. We need to do, we need to be on the ground and make sure that we do differences, because there's much more need that we could do it. So I think part of us, what we do, Silulo, is try to make sure that we become an inspiration, also example for many young people in the township, and see that they can dream. They can do it as long as they are passionate and as long as they dream and work very hard.
Yeah. Now, you've done more than just inspire and lead by example. You've also recently opened a new business incubation center. Tell us about the dream you have for that center.
Well, the dream, I mean, surprisingly enough, it's been 10-year dream. I had it 2008 when I was in Khayelitsha, running, and I see the need that there's no, even today, there's no space and infrastructure for small businesses where they can go and run their businesses. So small businesses, they start like myself, or they put up their car, or they work in the back of the room. So I kind of thinking, what's the best way we could have this incubator share space where it's got about 20 seat, where small businesses around Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, Philippi can come in and able to use the space. I mean, we provide them with the reception, we provide them with the best connectivity and then best infrastructure. And then we have monthly network sessions, where we have invited speakers to inspire, kind of like the entrepreneurs, and also becomes an opportunity for entrepreneurs to kind of like connect. So I'm kind of creating kind of a community where small businesses are coming in. So it's been a month and a half now, and I've seen, we've got about 8 incubators that are part of us, that are partly been involved in that kind of, and there's much more interest. It was very interesting learning I have learned. So we've have this share space where we have it. So small businesses, they say, no, we want office. So now there's kind of demand for us to get adding more offices in that regard now. So we could see this is kind of a probably if it works so well, it's going to work so well, after fact. And then we can take this model and able to scale it in other part of the country.
That was going to be my next question, because Zulula now has offices in three provinces.
Yes.
So to take this incubation model and say, well, we get it up and running in Khayelitsha and we scale it to the rest of the country.
No, surely. I mean, like, especially on the space where we are, because, I mean, incubator has been there for some time and it's been operating, and others are doing very well, others are kind of struggling, and but you don't see it in the area where we are. So we kind of looking at it in terms of how can we take this and put it, I mean, through Soweto, through PE, Mlazi, Limpopo, where we could have this kind of same model. I mean, this is kind of a thinking that we have it. So we'll probably grow in two ways. We'll grow in incubator, we'll grow with existing model. Also, we have a 10-seater kind of a business center. So it's kind of interesting, our growth. So our growth has also been every part of the country, but also deeper in other services that we have.
Because that was always part of the vision. You didn't make enough money to move out of Khayelitsha and take the opportunity and run. You stayed in Khayelitsha.
Yes.
You plowed profits back into that area and said to other people, come take my hand, let me take you with me. That's always been part of the vision of Zulula, hasn't it?
No, it is. I mean, like, Khayelitsha is like, my wife used to say, I mean, one thing that we can talk about, Khayelitsha comes like it's your first child, because the passion that I had for sea development in Khayelitsha, because I could see Khayelitsha, I mean, it's probably this year, 35 years in existence, but the opportunity are endless in terms of, and I could see the energy from young people, I mean, able to take opportunity, and I could see some innovation that comes in. So always been part of us. Even if we grow, we become bigger, we'll remain in Khayelitsha. I mean, it's where we able to study it in, but our roots are grounded. I mean, we've got about 8 stores in Khayelitsha, and this is like a kind of like where we were started, and where we'll go and show even others that you can remain where you are, but you can be a global businesses, but remain grounded in terms of that. And I think Khayelitsha need more of those businesses where they're able to make sure that they're selflessly, they're doing business, but also they're doing change in the community.
Yeah. How proud are you of the fact that there are 22 franchises, a number of which are owned by people that you helped train or once gave their first job to?
Well, I mean, the proudest moment for me, it's the guys, they were students for us. They were doing computer with us, and then we employ them, some of them. They work as a consultant, others they work as a trainers, and they grow, they become center manager and then area manager. Now they, I mean, owning stores now. So we went to SAB Foundation, we went to NUSI and Empowerment Fund to look for funding, to fund existing stores. So these guys now, they are owning 100% now. So it changed and create empowerment. And this, I mean, they're successful and they're doing very well. So out of the 22 stores that we have, 10 of them are former staff members who were students who've got grade 12, but now they're entrepreneurs, they're running their businesses and they're successful. And I think this is what we're kind of looking at in terms of how can we able, I mean, we said we're sitting at 40 now, we want 400 stores, and we say that it's the best if we could have our staff members getting opportunity to own part of the centers.
400. I'm looking forward to the day we have this conversation in a few years' time when you hit the 400 store
opening. Let's make it 2024.
Because I've no doubt it's going to happen. Yeah. One of the things you've done is also branched beyond, I mean, it started with computers and refurbishing computers. You've also branched into cell phone repairs now.
Yes. We are doing very well around that. Because we could see there's no one is offering that kind of services. And every day in one store, you'll find 15 people are coming in. They were looking for WhatsApp. They're looking for software updates. They're looking for Extreme Safe. They're looking for battery or around the phone, and then we could see that why not training our staff members to become technicians so they can fix mobile from hardware or software. So and I think that part is becoming growing, because everyone's got a device, but no one is kind of like supporting them in terms of giving much more on the device. So we do that on the training, also we do that in terms of like, so all our stores now, they have got that kind of added revenue that they're doing it in terms of the mobile, but also we've got a store in Khayelitsha where we're focusing on fixing all the devices.
Fantastic. So if someone listening to this, I mean, there are two things that strike me. There's somebody listening going, okay, now I know where to take my cell phone, which is my main conduit to the internet and et cetera. There's also probably someone listening who's sitting, I'm in matric this year and I don't really know what to do next year. I have an interest in IT.
Yes.
How do they make contact with you and what can you offer them?
No, I mean, like those students, I mean, like the goodness that the next intake, we're opening up on the 16th of July. So they can come in and register to every, from Cryfontein to Paarl to Stellenbosch, Stellenbosch, to Khayelitsha, to Mfuleni. So we've got a 15-15 center in the Western Cape. They can come in, they walk in, and the goodness is like we're able to provide training based on your time availability. So even if you are working, and even if you're kind of looking for in between now, you can come in and register for 6 months, program, and then I'll give my number so they can call and able to use this opportunity so they cannot miss it up. So it's kind of a good time now for those who are sitting at home, but those who are working, but they want to promotion and they want to grow, they can come and come to Silulo and provide kind of this kind of a training.
Is there a website we can direct them to?
Yes, yep. They can go to Silulo, www.silulo.com.
Silulo.com,
and that's spelled, and they're able to be, yeah, Silulo is S-I-L-U-L-O.
Silulo.com,
yes.
is a good place to start if that tickles your fancy to take yourself forward. Luvuyo, I mean, it's wonderful to touch base with you and to see how the story has grown from the boot of that course of light to 35,000 students trained, 42 branches, soon to be 400. I look forward to the next conversation when you hit that milestone, if not before. Thank you so much for popping in today.
No, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I'll let you know when we hit the 400.
You keep in touch. That's a promise. Luvuyo Rani, founder of Silulo Uluto Technologies.